Praying for Open Eyes by Brent Reinhardt. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Kings 6:17. Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. You've probably heard the saying that someone can't see the forest for the trees. It's often used to describe a person who is so involved in the details of a project that they are unable to view the situation as a whole. Put another way, it's when present circumstances shield the bigger picture. Thinking about this concept spiritually, sometimes the hardships we are facing can cause us to be blind to how God is moving in and through them. I love this story about Elisha found in 2 Kings 6. The king of Syria was aiming to invade and take over Israel. His massive army surrounded the Israelites' camp, and Elisha's servant was alarmed, with good reason. He didn't know what to do, so he ran to the prophet Elisha. Elisha said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Verse 16. Elisha then prayed for God to open his servant's eyes so he could see the same thing Elisha could see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Verse 17. I take great comfort in this passage, for it reminds me of a couple of key principles. First, it shows that God is still working, even when we can't see it. Second, it reminds me that sometimes God may give us vision, if it's His will to do so, if we ask Him. It may seem like the enemy is all around. It may appear like the odds are stacked against us. This world brings all sorts of trouble, from health scares and financial woes to job loss and relationship struggles. Sometimes it feels like the world dishes out more than we can take. We can feel like we are fumbling around in a dark room, trying to find the light, but we can rest in knowing God is in control. Remember, greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. He's working all things together for our good and His glory. Romans 8:28. Even more, this passage shows us God's willingness to give us His vision. We can ask God to open our eyes and open the eyes of those around us. When I can't see God moving, I should pray for open eyes to see what He's up to. When the ones I love around me can't see God moving, I should pray for God to open their eyes so they can see the big picture. God may not always let us in on His plans, but I believe the process of asking Him reminds us that He is at work and we can trust Him. What are the circumstances in your life blocking your view of how God is moving? What hardships are you facing that are keeping you from fully trusting God? We can ask God to give us His eyes. Whether or not we ever see the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire, we can trust and have faith that God is good and He's working in and through our difficult circumstances.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angeltree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angeltree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angeltree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.